Mr. President, the Chinese delegation welcomes the delegation of Nepal to the current session and appreciates its constructive engagement with the UPR process. China appreciates the efforts Nepal has made to implement the recommendations it accepted during its first cycle of UPR and the continued progress it has achieved in human rights cause. We have noted big increase in the number of female parliamentarians in Nepal. The Nepalese government has enhanced labor protection and social security, prioritized periodic development plans for implementing the poverty reduction policy, and promoted social and economic equity with special attention to vulnerable and marginalized groups such as people in abject poverty, women, persons with disabilities, indigenous people, and people of low caste. As one of the least developed countries, Nepal is faced with a multitude of challenges in achieving sustainable development. We call on the international community to seize the opportunity offered by the adoption of the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda adopted by the General Assembly during its Development Summit, increase humanitarian aid and development aid for Nepal, and assist the country in promoting and guaranteeing human rights for its population, including the right to development and economic, social, cultural rights. We have two recommendations for Nepal. One, continue to reduce poverty as a priority in the national development plan and improve the living standards of the vulnerable groups. Two, continue to increase spending on education so as to improve coverage and quality of education with special